if you're just tuning in, you're recognizing a different voice, or I should say maybe not recognizing the voice that's joining me. Shane McCormick is with us this week. Brian has got some time off, and so Shane has made a time in his schedule to be with us. So Shane, we appreciate that you are coming in. Now, your regular gig is at St. Joseph's Church, which is where I know you and your family from. So when we had this opening, in the morning show, I went straight to you. I said, Shane, you got to come on. So you're waking up early, coming on the show. So I really appreciated that. But just fill us in on a little bit about what you do there at St. Joe's.
Yeah, so I've been a parishioner at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Vancouver since I moved to Washington from Florida. The number keeps getting up. I used to say 15 years, but I guess it's been close to 20 years. And I've been working there for the last almost 4 years. And I don't know how many listeners are familiar with the Partners in the Gospel process, but we're now combining with other parishes.
Right.
So now I am happy to work for Parish Family 45 in Vancouver, which includes St. Joseph, but it also includes the locations of the Proto-Cathedral of St. James the Greater and Our Lady of Lourdes. And I do all the communications there. So if I do the bulletin, the website, social media, and as anyone who works for a church could tell you, I pick up odd responsibilities here and there as things come up.
So I do follow you because you do, I guess it's a weekly Friday little video.
Yeah, we used to do Fridays with Father.
Okay.
And then we started doing something called What's Up St. Joe's as a way to just get the announcements out and help people know what's going on within our parish community. And no one else wanted to be on camera. So as the communications person, I had to step in and fill that void myself. We've kind of discontinued it a little bit as I came back from paternity leave, but we're working on what that will look like as we bring a new offering that will encompass the whole parish family and not just news at St. Joseph.
So being a communications director for a parish, we've been hearing a lot from Pope Leo. I got to put a dollar now into the jar because I do that when I'm not thinking. When Pope Leo's talked about the use of AI and that it can be used for good, and obviously we know for not good things. It's important for us as a Catholic Church to use communications, especially technology in communications. It's going to be a part of parish life from here on out, right? You can see that.
Yeah, like anything, I think it's how you use the tool, right? And I think that how we use AI and other technology to, you know, help our communities be more vibrant and know what things are going on, what events and opportunities, and also opportunities to evangelize as well. So I think that it's a unique opportunity, and the church is getting better and better at using some of that modern technology to improve the faith of our followers.
Oh, absolutely. Here at Mater Dei Radio, we had to hire Sarah Kenzie to help us get better at our digital communication. Thank goodness she is one door over from me, so she helps me pretty regularly just on finding issues that are going on. And it is a Tech Tuesday. Sarah is joining us this morning as we talk about some of the great ways that we are using technology here at Mater Dei Radio, especially coming off of a great Share-a-thon week. We've got a lot to offer. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Happy to be with you both.
Are you feeling rested? Now, we were both talking yesterday. Like, we all came in and I thought, wow, I'm feeling a little tired. And maybe all of us were just a little bit sluggish because it was a big week last week.
It was. I am feeling more rested than I did yesterday.
Okay. So that's a plus.
And net more rested positive than on Friday. I mean, it's... it's steadily, you know, climbing up. But no, I mean, it's so exciting during Share-a-thon week. But by Friday, you're a little worn out. But it is quite fun, and I always just enjoy all the excitement around here, all the different guests coming in and out, our volunteers. It's just a wonderful week. So thank you to all of you who supported us during that week. And like Brenda said, we really want to share a lot of the goodness of that week with you. We've already been posting videos of our different guests, but that takes a little time to process. So I am still catching up, but you'll keep seeing more videos. So you'll see those on YouTube, on Facebook and on Instagram. And then this week I also will be working on putting up the audio for the different hours and even specific clips of our guests. But I know a lot of people ask, oh, I missed the hour. I really wanted to hear, you know, whoever the guest was, and we hear you, and those are coming soon. So check the website for those. Also, there's a whole section on our Hail Mary Media app that's dedicated to the Share-a-thon. So those will be there as well. And I want to say that the easiest way to make sure that you see all of those recordings when they are available is to sign up for our email. So we send a recap email after the Share-a-thon, and then on a normal basis, we are sending a weekly roundup email as well that kind of has the highlights from Monterey Radio. So make sure that you're signed up for that email, which you can do from our website, just right on the homepage, or you can go to the Hail Mary Media app, also from the homepage. And so I'll send that email when we have most of the material all ready. And that way you get the email and you just say, okay, I'm all set. I can listen back to, you know, something I want to revisit again. There was a lot of moments during the Share-a-thon when our guests were speaking that I just thought, this is so profound. I'm maybe a little too tired to appreciate it right now, but I need to go back and pray with it. But it was
sure.
It was so good. Yes. So I really hope that you're able to do that. Or like I said, if you missed a guest and you want to go back and listen. So we're excited to share all that with you.
Well, Sarah, as every hour went by of Share-a-thon, we did have our audio recording it. So people will be able to just get the audio from that. Again, we're kind of piecing those out for each person. But then you also had the camera rolling for a lot of those. In fact, almost at every one, we were getting some video footage of that. So that's always kind of fun to do. Now, the other thing that we did, Father Peter Julia, who was on the show earlier, we recorded that interview because he was going to be away. He is traveling. And for Share-a-thon last week, he was gone as well. But we pre-recorded that. So we had the audio, but there is a way people can see the video of
recording. Yes, that's again also on our YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram. We recorded over in his video studio. So if you've heard us talking about his new podcast, Engaged by the Spirit, and you haven't seen what it looks like yet, you can catch that video. It's basically an excerpt from Share-a-thon, but it's recorded in Father Peter's studio. So it was pretty fun to do that. That was a little bit different this time around.
Absolutely. Sarah Kenzie is joining us today. She is our digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio as we look back at an incredible Share-a-thon. So please go to all of our social media platforms and online at materdeiradio.com, and you'll be able to catch all of that audio and video production from Share-a-thon. So let's see here. Sarah, we were just talking about Father Peter's podcast, Engaged by the Spirit. You're putting some of the finishing touches on the next one in the next maybe week or so. I think we'll be able to get a double feature out.
That's right. So last month was a little bit chaotic between my Italy pilgrimage and then going straight into Share-a-thon when I got back. And I had several people ask me, when is the next episode coming out? Because it usually comes out once a month. So what we're doing this month to make up for last month is we do have a double feature. So it's going to be part one and part two, and they are their own episodes, but they go together. And you'll kind of be able to figure that out once you watch them. But it's Father Peter's nephew and then his sister. So it's an episode with each of them, but they kind of play off of each other. And it's just wonderful conversations. I'm so excited for people to see that. So we'll have those to you by the end of this month.
I am really looking forward to this because I think the siblings of priests have a lot of insight. You know, parents are so proud and they are wonderful, but the siblings are the one that's going, yeah, we all love him, but
yes,
there was that time. Do you remember? So I'm absolutely looking forward to that double feature as well. So Sarah, again, that's great. So for people, if they want to get the notifications, like when even like a new podcast of one of our shows comes out or one of the new podcasts of Engaged by the Spirit, so they don't miss it.
Sure.
How do they make sure that they're getting the information?
You can subscribe on any platform. So with podcasts, you can go to any podcast platform like Apple, Spotify. And then if you want to subscribe to the video specifically, you can go to YouTube. You can also, in the app, we can actually set it up so that you can get notifications directly in the app. So if you go to the homepage of the app and then just click on podcast, there's under that menu, there's somewhere where you can sign up to get a reminder. And then you can say, I want a reminder for all these different shows. And then we'll send you a notification directly in our app.
All right. Fantastic. Well, always a great morning when you join us, Sarah. Thank you so much. Thanks for all of the great work. We're looking forward to seeing all of those, video and audio podcasts of Share-a-thon. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.